This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Good morning. It is 5:05. Today's news brought to you by Hammer Mill Paper. Hammer Mill Paper Plus is guaranteed 99.99% gem-free. Now, $24.99 a case at Staples after easy rebate. In-store only. Limit 2. Ends April 28th. Hammer Mill. No worries.
In local news, the postal reform bill passed by the U.S. Senate likely means Bend will keep its mail processing center.
Deschutes County commissioners apply pressure to Pronghorn to start building promised hotels.
And three Bend residents are arrested in an extensive ID theft case. Details ahead.
12 minutes of nonstop news starts right now with Lori Robb. I'm Frank Bonacquesti.
1110 KBND, depend on us.
The owners of the resort development, Pronghorn, will receive a default notice from Deschutes County Commissioners this week. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has the story.
The Deschutes County Commissioners voted on Wednesday to take action to pressure the resort to start building their promised hotels. Deschutes County Commissioner Alan Unger says they have 30 days to try and resolve the issue.
I think the county's legal team has had lots of discussions with the owners and with the legal representatives of Pronghorn, in that it's our hope that they continue talking and come up with a plan to move forward that builds those overnight units and keeps Pronghorn in a successful building mode.
State law requires destination resorts to offer overnight lodging. Pronghorn is supposed to have 192 units, but has only built 48 so far. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
In other local news, the postal reform bill passed by the U.S. Senate likely means Bend will keep its mail processing center. An article in the Bulletin says the 21st Century Postal Service Act includes provisions that require the Postal Service to maintain overnight delivery for certain pieces mailed within the same processing area. The U.S. Postal Service in February announced its intentions to close all processing centers in Oregon, except those in Portland and Medford. That, of course, would have affected Bend. Officials say the move could save the Postal Service as much as $2.1 million a year.
Oregon State Court administrators are expected to cut 95 full-time positions throughout Oregon by May 1st. That affects all circuit county courts in Oregon. Three positions will be cut in Central Oregon, two in Deschutes County, and one in shared Crook and Jefferson County court system. The Deschutes County Court, as a circuit court, has already lost 17% of its resources, with staffing down from 56 to 46 people. Deschutes County Circuit Court Administrator Ernie Mazarol III spoke with our news partner, News Channel 21. He says the cuts may start snowballing problems.
If I can't get people some freedom to work with dedicated time, we can't keep up with the 20,000 cases we file a year. The longer you stream those type of cases out, the more problems you have in your community and the more problems you have with families and in the whole business community.
Mazarol has served as administrator for 28 years and has weathered three or four downturns, but says this is one of the worst he's seen.
1110 KBND News, time is 5:08.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 7th. From News Talk 1110 KBND.
Got your traffic this morning. As long as your windshield wipers are working, you should be fine getting around town. So we'll give you an update as the morning goes on. Traffic and weather is brought to you by AirLink Critical Care Transport. They provide skilled medical care and transport at a moment's notice, 24 hours a day, every day. For more information or to become a member, visit airlinkcct.org.
1110 KBND Weather.
Good morning, Central Oregon. Showers early on, then partly cloudy this afternoon. High winds, though, 15 to 25 miles an hour, and look for a high in Bend of only 49 degrees.
And that's exactly where Madras is at now, so maybe they're going to start coming down. I don't know. 49 in Madras, 47 in Prineville, and it's 43 in Bend.
1110 KBND News, time is 5:09. Three Bend residents are arrested on more than 160 charges of identity theft, fraud, computer crimes, and drugs. After a two-month investigation, Bend police raided an apartment on Northeast Mary Rose Place on Monday, arresting 25-year-old Eric Lisney and 39-year-old Laura Randall on identity theft charges.
Well, the officers just did really good investigative work, and over the time they put together a case that subjects were buying property with fraudulent checks and likely using fraudulent ID to do so.
Lieutenant Paul Kansky says a third person who lives with the two, 43-year-old Rosa Sija, was not at home at the time and was arrested Tuesday for parole violations and drugs. Lisney and Randall apparently searched through trash cans, finding people's mail and creating checks and false IDs on the computers. Kansky says if you believe you are a victim, please contact Bend Police.